Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Well, Commissioner, peach season in the Palmetto State is in full swing, and there's nothing better than a South Carolina-grown peach.
You're right. If it's July, we not only bite into the peach, we wear half of it down our shirt. That ought to come with a warning label. But, you know, the peach season has been an interesting one, and that's sort of putting it mildly with our late spring freeze and the damage that it did to the early crop. But now the real prime crops, the freestones, are coming in, and it's time for people really to enjoy the benefits of living in South Carolina. One of them is the summertime peaches.
Absolutely. And we're all familiar with the peaches grown on the ridge, so to speak.
Well, you're right. The ones grown on the ridge, the soil type seems to be set up. But I'll tell you what, it's interesting. I've got good friends, got in-laws in Spartanburg County, York County, and they'll say, oh, ours is just as good. And so that's what makes South Carolina so special. Then you get over around Hartsville, great peach growers over there down the low state. So really sort of four or five areas. The competition is keen. It's one of the great things about working with the peach industry. But now, again, the real tried and true varieties are coming in. The Red Havens, the Harvesters, the Red Globes, which are always one of the favorites. But here's the thing we want to remind folks. When we had the late freeze, some of our retailers sort of got hesitant about counting on the South Carolina fruit. So now it's time for a good peach eaters to remind their grocery outlets, hey, we want to look for those South Carolina peaches now that they're in. So that's what we want to remind folks, and Governor Haley's been a big help as well.
Yeah, we don't want any of those foreign peaches at the grocery store.
Well, yeah, our friends from California, they grow a good crop. But when that peach has come 3,000 miles in a box, it's just not the same as coming from your neighbor. You know, South Carolinians are lucky in that regard, and really the whole East Coast. We were up in Massachusetts not long ago, and I saw some South Carolina peaches, so that was encouraging. And we see them in Virginia, really a big push. So the whole East Coast recognizes the South Carolina peach.
This is not the first thing that people think of, but South Carolina actually outpaces Georgia in peach production.
Oh, gosh, it's not even close. On an average year, we grow about two and a half times what they do in Georgia. And a little history lesson, Georgia began growing peaches in the early 1800s. South Carolina was about 50 years later. So I guess Georgia had a 50-year window of time to claim that label of peach state, but that's okay. We know that South Carolina peaches are just as good, if not better, probably better, and that there's plenty of them. The East Coast really recognizes the quality of the fruit that comes from South Carolina.
That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.